Fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Experience the wonder of Florida's most natural islands and their pure, unspoiled beaches. Begin your adventure at FortMyersSanibel.com.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
nudie bars.
No, oh, yeah.
So can you send up? We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the next to last day of the month of July, the July 30th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet stores. There are three in the St. Louis area, and there are stores all over the country. And a lot of people have had a lot of pain eliminated thanks to the Good Feet stores. We'll tell you how easy it is to go in, where they're located, and what you might expect in the way of results. And we're going to do all that after we use something else that's very important. It's traditional. It's part of the show. We can't ignore it. We can't eliminate it.
Hey!
It's called the round of introductions. It starts like this. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
I'd like to say hello to the chicks, and also I'd like to mention, I mentioned this, you were on assignment Friday?
I was, yeah.
I'm involved in this photo contest. It's a picture of my nephew and myself, and I need help with votes. It's on our Facebook page, the link to it, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And if I win this contest, I have the permission to give the prize away to one of our listeners.
What's the prize?
A $500 photo session with this photography.
Whoa.
Art, photography, and video. So,
now, why wouldn't you keep that prize?
But, well, I don't really need it. I thought, what a nice perk to give to one of our listeners.
Oh, that's a good,
somebody
yeah.
out there is getting ready to get married or something. So,
yeah. Dion's a giver.
Yeah,
you
I'm
are.
A giver. So, if
Dion's
you'd like to
selfish.
Vote and help us out, it's on the Facebook page.
Facebook.com/AM the PM. And the question that comes up all the time, do I have to have my own Facebook page? The answer is no. Anybody with a computer can go look at our page. Our page is there for your viewing pleasure, whether you have your own Facebook page or not. I don't have a Facebook page, and I can go look at it. So that's very nice of you to
yeah.
do that. Tina Marie Dalpiez tomorrow will have the Wood Report. She'll also review a movie since Dawn Meadows Dixon could not be with us today. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez.
Hey!
He's in charge of security. How you doing, Hebe? Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
The Red Boy was trying to tell me something a while ago, and I didn't get all of it, but he said he just discovered a great way to catch mice at his house. And he said he put what on a mousetrap?
Cheese
on a mousetrap.
Never heard of that.
That's weird.
That is unbelievable. That's the first time I've ever heard of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Any particular kind?
No. He's shaking his head. No.
Just cheese.
Just any kind of cheese. Give it up if you would for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Those notes down.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you. It's fun to watch people walk. Six Flags is a good people watch place. Any airport.
The zoo.
The zoo, the airport. Las Vegas is a great people watch. Any mall. Just, you know, sit on one of those benches and watch people walk. And it's fun to watch people walk. Sometimes women, some women have a real sort of sexy, nice, feminine walk. And then some women walk like plow horses. They do.
A plow horse.
Some men have a nice sort of an authoritative walk of confidence. Other men walk like they're not quite going to make it to the bathroom. They got to poop so bad. They just got kind of stooped forward and they're kind of trotting along there. And then you wonder how many of the people are walking funny, the ones who do walk funny, because they're in pain. Their feet hurt, their knees hurt.
Why are you walking so funny?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like to say to them. Why are you walking so funny? And if they said, well, it's none of your business, but I'm walking funny because I'm in pain. My feet hurt, my knees hurt, my legs, my neck hurts, I have a headache. Then that would give me an opportunity to say, well, sit down here for a minute, let me tell you about the good feet stores. And, of course, they'd be afraid that they're on the spot, I'm going to try to sell them something. No, I'm not. And the truth is, when you're in pain, you do walk funny. You walk funny if you've got a real bad headache, you walk funny. You really walk funny if you have plantar fasciitis. That's the number one reason people go into the good feet stores, plantar fasciitis. And boy, does it hurt. The best way to describe it, because I've had it a couple of times, don't have it anymore. I have good feet inserts, is when you step out of bed in the morning, and it seems to me, if I remember, you don't discover that you have it until one morning when you wake up, and you get out of bed and you put your feet down, and it's like somebody put a knife blade from the basement up through the floor, just where you'd step down on it, and the blade would go into your heel. That's what it feels like. It hurts. And guess how lots of people have done away with that pain? That's right, the good feet stores. So wherever the pain is, remember, it's very possible the source could be your feet in the way that you're walking, the way you're standing. And that needs to be altered slightly, and that's what the good feet inserts will do. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, or you can go to one of these three locations, and you do not need an appointment. You just walk in, and in 30 or 40 minutes, you're going to know if this is the answer and if this is the relief you've been looking for. And if it's not, well, hey, they tried and you tried. But I got a good feeling this may be the solution. You can find the Good Feet stores on Olive Boulevard, just west of 270, across from Friday's, in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Dearburg's, the Good Feet stores. Our friend Bobby Whitehead, editor and publisher of the Outdoor Guide magazine, every once in a while sends over a box or a bag of goodies, and a lot of it is stuff that we don't even know what it is. And some of it's stuff we can use, and some we give to other people. And in today's goodie bag, in addition to a couple other things, he had a bottle. It's a little plastic bottle of buck attractant. Now, if you're a hunter and you want to get a buck, you use, I guess, this stuff to attract them. And you know what?
Open it up and smell it.
No, I already opened it, and I dabbed a little on earlier.
Oh, you did?
Nice. I went down the hall, and guess who came running around the corner? Joe Buck.
Oh.
Right,
Joe
there
Buck.
He was, just right there. Boom, right in front of me.
Maybe they use that on the east side, those girls that strip.
On the yeast side.
East side.
East side.
These girls wouldn't use it on their yeast.
No, but they want to get a bunch of bucks.
Oh, that's good.
Well, would you like to put it on you and attract some young buck?
That's doe urine, right?
No, I'm talking about dollars. You know how they get dollars.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies, east side dancers, pole dancers, you might want to contact
them. Rip some of that on your
throw a little buck attractor down in your G-string, and the bucks will just start. The bucks will start flying in there.
That's a very good idea. There's Dan Buck outside right now.
Dan Buck. This stuff works. This stuff works like. There's Julie Buck. Hey, Julie. This stuff works like crazy.
Everywhere,
isn't it? It's probably doe urine, right?
Yeah. I'll see if it says.
Open it up and smell it.
No, heck no.
Here, I'll try it.
Here. It doesn't list ingredients anywhere. You can play with it.
You going to sprinkle it on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
A sprinkle a day.
You know what I started watching accidentally, and then I couldn't stop? I watched three episodes, and I've recorded three more.
Uh-oh.
And it's an old TV show, And you forget how simple it was and how good it was. Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah. On Channel 24?
Yes. Well, I actually, no, I found it on the Hallmark channel.
Oh, okay.
But I think 24 runs it every once
Merlin
in a while.
Merlin Olsen? Wasn't one of that his?
Merlin Olsen was one of the regulars, and so was, who was the guy with the beard who did a spinoff show, and he died? Oh, Victor French.
Oh, yes.
What a great character.
He did Highway to Heaven.
Yes, Victor French, with Michael Landon. Yeah. And I was watching this thing, and I'm looking at Michael Landon. Folks, if you get a chance to go back and watch Highway to Heaven or Little House on the Prairie, I don't think there's ever been a better-looking guy than Michael
he's
Landon.
Pretty
well,
handsome.
No, he's beyond pretty handsome.
Well,
this guy
really liked him.
Has the perfect hair.
Yeah, he did.
The perfect face, the perfect teeth. He's got that chisel.
Wow.
Well, he
does.
You really liked him. I do like him. And if I could come back looking like anybody, I'd like to look like Michael Landon. I looked at him and I thought, what's the big deal with George Clooney? And this guy is better looking, was better looking than George Clooney or Brad Pitt or any of those guys. Michael Landon. It just goes to show you, when that stinking cancer gets you, it doesn't matter who you are, how rich you are. Well, you're done.
Pancreatic, too, right?
Pancreatic cancer, yeah. But Michael Landon. And what great, simple shows. I loved that Highway to Heaven.
Yeah. The kids always did something, and they knew they were wrong, and then they would go tell Pa.
Well, that's in the Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Yeah. It's so simple. And I got to watch the episode where they introduced, remember that little mean girl?
The brat.
Nellie.
Yeah.
Nellie
yeah.
Olson.
Mm-hmm. Those big old curls.
And her dad owned the general store,
right.
Nell's Olson.
Your mom was
what awesome. A great show. I'm glad I rediscovered Little House on the Prairie. Did I seem today to you, from the time I came in, kind of giddy?
Yeah.
Extra happy? Listen to what I just discovered. Dear Abby, it's the Dear Abby column. Dear Abby, I'm 46 years old, female, being married for the second time. My first marriage took place 28 years ago, and it didn't cost my parents a penny because there was no wedding. I'd like to ask them to contribute financially this time to help with the small wedding, intimate ceremony, dinner for fewer than 20 people. Am I asking too much?
Yep.
Signed, second time around in Orlando, Florida. Wait till you hear what I found out in Abby's answer. And before I read it, let me say that like many of you, I have a daughter, and like many of you, I have always been under the impression that for some reason there's this unwritten rule or law that the girl's dad and parents have to pay for the wedding. Check this out. Abby says, dear second time around, couples on their second bounce pay for their own wedding. She says, and by the way, she says, there is no obligation on the part of the bride's parents to pay for her wedding, even if it's the first one.
Ooh.
A wedding is a gift, and to solicit a gift is inappropriate. If your parents volunteer to chip in for your wedding, that's fine, but don't expect them to do it or ask them to do it. How about that? Let me read that again. Abby says there is no obligation on the part of the bride's parents to pay for a wedding, even the first one.
Wow. It's a tradition.
Right. Good luck with that, though.
All right, you have a daughter, I have a daughter.
Yep.
Can you just make a copy
I'm going to make you a copy.
Yeah,
I'm keeping a copy.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
And I'm giving my daughter a copy of this, and I'm giving it to her loser husband, whoever he is. I haven't met him yet, but he's already a loser. I'm going to give him this, too, and go, hey, bub.
That poor guy.
Hope you make good money.
Yeah, I hope you save some money because you're paying for your wedding to my daughter. And I'll show him this Abby column. And I got to...
She's got your wife on her side, though, your daughter.
No, I'll handle her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My wife does whatever I say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I got to thinking about this, and I thought, how did that ever start? That the girls,
dowry thing, I think.
Yeah, where you had to pay, like...
And we need to take this even further. We need to revamp all that. We need to tell young people, hey... After a certain point, start saving your money, pay for your own wedding, pay for your own car. That's another thing. It's almost like you're 16 or 18 or whatever, and the parents are supposed to get you a car. Get your own car. Get a job.
I think if they had to pay for their own, the weddings would not be nearly as extravagant as they...
That's fine.
Same
that would be fine. Now, I've talked about this before. When gasoline, when the prices go up 20, 30, 40, 50 cents, maybe even more, people go crazy, and they get rid of their cars, and they trade, and they get something that gets better mileage. And I've run the numbers for you before that, you know, when you take a $10,000 hit to get 8 more miles per gallon, you got to drive that thing 12, 15 years to break even. Now, check this out. Ford, there's an article today that came out that says the Ford Motor Company is going to be adding more aluminum to the body of the Ford. Now, the hood on a lot of vehicles is already aluminum, whether you knew that or not. A lot of the hoods are aluminum. But here's what it says. It says they're going to take 800 pounds off the total weight of the Ford pickup truck by adding aluminum on the sides and a couple other parts of the truck. It will add $1,500 to the truck's cost and should give the consumer about an 8% gain in fuel savings. I got a calculator, and based on 15,000 miles a year, which is pretty average, and gas prices of $3.50, and using 20 miles per gallon, I came up with this interesting fact, that if you buy a vehicle that they charge $1,500 more for than they did the year before, and you're going to get 8% savings on your fuel, you save about $200 a year on gasoline, which means to make up the 15, you got to drive the thing 7.5 years just to break even. Hmm. So think about stuff like that before you get all excited. Ooh, it's going to get better fuel economy. Well, it's like a lot of that hybrid stuff. That stuff's not cheap. You see that story, and I'd seen it before, where Paul McCartney, Lexus sponsored one of his tours, and so Lexus gave him the wow. most expensive hybrid sedan. It was literally like a $100,000 Lexus sedan. He sent it back because it had leather seats. And they took the seats out and put either fake leather or cloth in it. Please, Paul, the cow is already dead. You didn't save the cow by sending the car back.
Yeah, until they get the price of those electric cars down, I just don't.
It doesn't make up. It doesn't make sense.
Because
you can't make the numbers work.
Your electric bill's going to go up, so you got to factor in that cost.
But you know what the purists say? Well, we don't care if it costs more money. We're saving the planet.
Yeah.
Now, I think most of you know the big Chick-fil-A ridiculous fallout from the interview with the president, Don Caffey, when he said, I believe that marriage should be between a man and a woman, and that's just his beliefs as a devout Christian. And then, of course, some people thought, okay, let's boycott Chick-fil-A. He hates gays. He didn't say he hated gays. He said he thought marriage should be defined as a union between a man and a woman. So there were people that said, let's boycott Chick-fil-A. Then other people on the right that said, oh, no, let's boycott. That's what they call it, boycott Chick-fil-A. Here are a couple of examples of boycotts from the past that just didn't work. Now, these are stores that the liberals over the years have told people, you know, on the left, the people said, don't go and patronize these stores. Let's see if any of these are still in business. Walmart, Target, Bayer Aspirin, Exxon Mobil, Peabody Coal, and UPS. I think they're all fine.
Mm.
Now, the conservatives, the right, in years past, has asked people to boycott these businesses. I believe most of these are still okay. AOL, Planet Hollywood, Nike, Southwest Airlines, General Mills, JCPenney, and Whole Foods. So I guess my point is, what do you do?
People are going to go where
they're going to go where they're going to get what they want to get. That's what it all comes down to. I hate to see this because I've been in some real general stores in my life, and most of you probably have too. If you've ever been in a real general store,
Where they sell old stuff.
Yes. The store makes no sense. It's just a little bit of all kinds of stuff. What is considered to be probably the oldest real general store in this country, and Little Compton, Rhode Island is going to have to close its doors. Gray's store in Adamsville Village has been open for 224 years. And you know why they have to close? It's why so many little mom-and-pop businesses have to close. Some big mega supermarket down the street opened up and has taken all the business, and they just can't make it. They have an old-fashioned marble soda fountain. They sell cigars and tobacco cases and Rhode Island Johnny cakes. I don't know what that is, but I'd like to have
one. Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. A Rhode Island Johnny. What is the thing down in New Orleans? Beignet? Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
224 is believed to be the oldest operating general store in America. And if you've ever been in a real general store, it's not a real general store unless a lot of the things on the shelves are dusty. I mean, literally, they've been sitting there so long.
There's a very cool one over in Calhoun County on the way over. If you go from St. Charles to Grafton, you take the ferries over.
I've been in it.
Yes, that one's very cool. It has a soda fountain and everything, too.
I've been in there. What happened was this man who was owning and running the store, Grayton Waite, passed away just last month. He was 59 years old. So his son had to take over the business, and he just looked at the books and realized that his dad was on a shoestring. He said, we can't keep this place open. Penny candy, groceries, antiques, pocket knives, knickknacks.
I would think maybe the city would want to take it over.
Well, you'd think so. A historical whatever. Yeah, I hate to hear that.
Maybe they'll get a big cause going to get people behind it.
That wouldn't surprise me. I don't know that I understand this. I'll read it to you, and you can tell me if you get it. Police officer responding to a complaint about three unleashed pit bulls. I think this is in the St. Louis area. And so had to shoot and kill one of the dogs after it attacked the woman and the officer. Said the officer was speaking with a woman and her child when these three dogs charged at them. One bit the woman on the arm. The officer fired multiple shots at the dog. Two other dogs were not harmed, but he did shoot and kill one of them. The others were secured by the animal control people. And then it says the woman was not seriously injured, but her child and the officer were traumatized by the shooting. Really? The police officer is traumatized by the shooting? He's a police officer. That's what you do. And he had to shoot a dog that was attacked. I don't know that I understand the being traumatized part. What else? Oh, I was kind of feeling bad for this guy till I realized what happened. This guy down in the Florida Everglades who had his hand bitten off by an alligator. Well, now we find out he's an airboat captain, Wallace Weatherholt. That's pretty graphic. We'll play it again in a moment. It's the actual audio of the man's hand being bitten off. 63-year-old airboat captain leading a tour last month, June 12th. He encounters a 9-foot alligator. So he decides to hold a fish over the side of the boat in his hand and dangle his hand at the surface of the water.
To make like a show for the people on the boat.
Well, they got a show.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
They got a show, all right. Yeah, the alligator took his hand right off.
Can somebody help steer the boat back?
Blood had to be shooting all over the place.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's my suggestion. Don't do that. It's like a lot of other things. I read this weekend where these two American hikers fell off a mountain in Peru. 1,000 feet plummeted to their death. Don't do that. Okay? That's pretty simple. And it is, I didn't realize this, it's illegal, first of all, to feed alligators in the state of Florida. 19 people have been cited in the last 2 years. That doesn't sound like very many. A fine can be up to $500 and possible jail time.
So you lose your hand and then you have to pay?
Yeah. And then you got to go pay a fine. Of course, you got to get your wallet out with the other hand. You got one hand missing. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy sees an ad, like a lot of people now who are looking for work. He's looking for work, and he sees an ad in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and it's also online, STL Today, and he sees the ad a couple of other places. So he goes to the site where they say is the initial place you should go to respond to the ad. And there's further explanation and description of what the job is. And it's a gynecological assistance job. So he's asking the person on site for more details. And this clerk says, well, what the job entails is essentially getting ladies ready to see the gynecologist. Now, he's a gynecologist who specializes in women in their 20s and 30s only. He only examines women in their 20s and 30s. And you would be responsible for helping them out of their underwear, helping get their panties off, get their bras off.
Yeah.
You might have to lie them down and wash their private areas.
Oh, yeah.
And even on occasion, shave part of their private areas. You would also be required on some occasions to rub various soothing and healing oils onto their breasts and other body parts if they had like swollen boobs or something to get them ready for the gynecologist's examination. He says, now what you'll have to do is get in line with the other applicants. The salary is $150,000 a year. You'll need to go to Billings, Montana. And he says, wow, I didn't realize the job was in Billings, Montana. She says, no, that's where the end of the sign-up line is.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How do things look up there, Tim?
Well, we've got a couple of problems. The first one is on southbound 270, just south of Tesson Ferry. Now it's just the right lane that is blocked, but traffic is already slow from Manchester all the way down through Tesson Ferry. We've got Kings Highway completely shut down, just about a block north of Highway 40, and that is the R 44, and that is due to a multi-vehicle accident. About six cars involved in this thing. So Kings Highway is shut down about a block north of Highway 44. Westbound 70, that was running slow between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and T.R. Hughes. Looks like we're getting a lot better on eastbound 270. It's slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170. After that, a good run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper is 99.99% jam-free, guaranteed. So what you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
The Katie Cruz Experiment, Day 2. Join us Tuesday morning when Katie Cruz checks in. Also, Sam Donaldson from ABC News and Brad Lager wants to be your next lieutenant governor. We'll talk with him as we are a week out from the primaries. Join us Tuesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Shane Mystific. You know, just about all of us have some old TV, appliance, couch, or furniture that's collecting dust and taking up space in our home. Trouble is, we don't know what to do with it or how to haul it away. Well, I have the answer. You need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100. Pitchett is a locally owned, family-run, fully bonded and insured junk removal service for residential and commercial companies. Just give them a call at 314-932-1100, and their friendly staff will remove your unwanted items. You don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your garage, your attic, and then clean up afterwards. Imagine what you could do with that freed up space in your home, office, or warehouse. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and they're available on both sides of the river. For a free estimate, call Pitch It at 314-932-1100. That's Pitch It, 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. Despite what you think, estate conservation isn't just about what happens after you die. Besides death, there are plenty of other misfortunes, accidents, injuries, or other misfortunes that may make you unable to manage your own affairs. That time can go more smoothly for you and your loved ones if you prepare ahead of time. At Legacy Wealth Advisors, Kevin Lloyd understands that proper estate conservation can be a challenging process. Join us Thursday, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere and get straightforward explanations of estate conservation options available so you can make decisions for you and those you leave behind. 314-831-6000. There's no cost to attend, but you do need reservations. Estate conservation, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere with Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors. 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors, Inc. and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Happy Turkey, available only at select locally owned and operated restaurants.
This is literally the best turkey sandwich I've ever had.
Juicy, mouth-watering, deep-fried turkey with fresh greens on grilled panini bread with cranberries, oranges, and tomatoes. Local and deliciously flavorsome. Happy yet?
Yes, and the next time I'll try the Happy Turkey Salad.
Try the Happy Turkey Sandwich or the Happy Turkey Salad. Real turkey, real flavor. Go to enjoylocal.com to find locally owned and operated Happy Turkey restaurants like River's Edge Sports Bar in Granite City and Uncle Bill's on Manchester.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldst.louis.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
To Southern California we go. Standing by, live, is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I want you to remember that name because there is going to come a time, maybe the time is now, when you're going to be fed up with your outdated kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room. Here's the website to go to, thompsonprice.com, and here is Mike Evans.
Yeah. All right. Alrighty, Dan, we'll take care of business.
How you doing?
Good. Good. Everybody have a good weekend?
Apparently. Sounds like
we did. Parker's question, Henry the Fonz Winkler is headed back to Broadway. Will Henry Winkler play a serial killer, Jesus Christ, or an adult porn star? Answer in just a minute. NBC bragged that their coverage of the Olympic opening ceremonies drew the highest TV ratings for any Olympic opening ceremonies ever. Well, that's just wrong. If they would have said it drew the biggest ratings for an opening ceremonies for a for an Olympics not held in the United States, that would have been right. But the 1984 Los Angeles Games drew a 55 share, certainly a lot bigger than a 40 share. However,
and there's always a however in life.
NBC is the number one station of all times for the first day of competition. Had the highest ratings ever for the first night of competition.
All right, now, real quickly, let me ask you, did you watch the opening ceremony?
I did.
What did you think? 1 to 10, 10 being unbelievably perfect.
5.
Thank you.
In fact, the first half, the first 40 minutes, good. And then the rest of it until Paul McCartney was horrible.
Yeah, about 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I thought, when is this going to be over?
And all of this liberal national hospitalization and the taking care of the kids crap, what the hell was that all about?
Well, I said earlier, the commentators kept saying that all of those nurses and doctors were actually really, and I thought, what are the sick people doing right now?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Every doctor in London is.
I thought it was very weak.
I thought it was way too long, overproduced.
Way overproduced.
And weak, yeah.
Best part of it was Paul McCartney.
And I disagree with that. He cannot sing. He's
struggling.
Lost his ability to sing. He's struggling to hit the notes. And he's pasty and white. That's that vegan, no blood in your circulation. I don't know. I thought his performance was actually weak.
I also hate the I love the Olympics, but you know, in this day of age, with them delaying everything, you know who wins before the events, and it's very frustrating.
And it's hard not to know. It's
yeah.
hard to block that information out.
So, I mean, you know, it's just, you know. There was a lot written and said about the Michael Jackson kids last week on Friday, scoop that Grandma Catherine would be willing to share guardianship with Tito's son TJ. But the biggest story was at the end of Friday's judge's session that the judge ordered a secret investigation of Catherine, Janet, Randy, and their relationship with Michael's kids. Be interesting to see how that that investigation ordered by the court turns out. I have 7 love nuggets.
Wow.
Does Selena Gomez know that Justin Bieber has been calling Nicki Minaj? What's all that about? I think Nicki Minaj is just a fat-ass, trampy-looking slunt.
Yeah. She's gross.
With you.
Oh, just hideous.
She's not fat.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, come on.
65.
Come on. She still got it.
And her boyfriend, John Brinkley, 34.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Man.
Talking about getting married.
You got to be young to keep up with
the young ones.
Saranda.
Yeah,
she's still hot.
See what he did there?
Mm-hmm.
Robert Pattinson told friends that he had a feeling that Kristen Stewart.
No,
I agree.
Had been going out on him for a long time, but she always denied it. Pattinson had the hope that they'd get married early next year. Of course, now you can forget about it.
I heard that he went to Katy Perry for consolation.
Oh. That's not. I don't know how that could be true. Robert Pattinson lives in L.A. He's been in L.A. He moved his stuff out of the house over the weekend, and Katy's in England. I don't know how that happened. Pattinson, you don't think that that Kristen Stewart is very good looking. I think Robert Pattinson's ugly.
Well, not only is he ugly, this is the guy that admitted he doesn't wash his hair but every 2 or 3 weeks. That'll drive a woman
away. Yeah, but he was a vampire, and that's sexy to the women.
I think,
is that what it is?
I guess. Cheryl doesn't watch that crap, does she?
Oh, hell no.
Man, my wife does.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. True Blood. She loves that stuff.
Oh,
she loves it.
Horrible.
I know.
Just hideous.
I agree.
Friends of Kanye West say that he will propose to Kim Kardashian.
How beautiful.
That is beautiful. Here's one for you, though. Are you listening, Tina?
Yes.
What is up with Katy Perry sneaking around this past weekend in London with horn dog John Mayer?
Uh-oh. Really?
This guy is always around women when they break up with they're on a breakup.
It's called smart.
Yes.
Is that what that
He's
is?
A genius.
Yeah. The rebound team.
Is there trouble in paradise? Justin Thoreau has been hanging out with some hot blondie locks. That is not Jennifer Aniston.
Huh.
Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer were an item for a while, too. Remember?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And despite their denials, Rihanna.
Mm.
and Chris Brown have been hooking up.
Yeah.
Word is they hooked up in France and London and in Miami over the last 4 months.
And when he beats the crap out of you again, don't come crying to everybody.
I'm starting to believe they're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Me too.
And kudos to Kirk Douglas, who over the weekend announced that he has donated $50 million to his charity.
$50 million. What's his charity?
He listed a whole bunch of them, but one of the biggest was the Hollywood Retirement Home. Hey, remember that $5 that you gave that guy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You know, I talked to Kirk Douglas. Now,
if you only would have recorded.
It was years ago, and I said, "What about some of these old Hollywood actors that can barely even? They don't have money to eat, a place to live." Anyways, here's what he said. I'll play it. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Wow. You thought you had a zipper zapper.
No.
I'll move along. And finally, I hate it when it comes to that, Franco.
Don't even want to talk about it.
Do I know you well enough to call you Franco?
No.
Okay, Mr. O.
Yeah, that's good.
The Fonz going to Broadway. Going to play Jesus Christ, a porn star, or a serial killer?
What do you think, Tina?
I'll go with serial killer.
Porn star.
Jesus.
Porn star.
Porn star.
Idiot.
I haven't seen
it. Let's see who got it right.
An old porn
I did. Who else got it
I
right?
did.
Porn star. All right. And Tina, Tina, you're off to the spanking room. See you there at 6 o'clock. And, Peon, you get a free pass this time.
Oh, nice.
All right. Ballast Dental Care. I hear the other dentists' commercials on the station and other stations. And sometimes I'm in the car and I kind of laugh because it's obvious to me what they're doing. Yeah, Ballast Dental Care has been on, they've been on the show for, I want to say like 12 years or something. I'm pretty close there, maybe even a little longer. And I hear other people parroting, mimicking some of the same phrasing, saying the same things about, you know, these other dental places. And I'm sure there are other fine places you can go to the dentist, but I can't speak for those places. I certainly can speak for a place I've gone 39 years, and that's how long I've been going to Ballast Dental Care. And I'm going to invite you, no matter who you are, how old, how young, how long it's been since you've been to the dentist, if you don't have a dentist, if you do have a dentist, but you're not wild about going there, for some reason it's just, I've got a dental appointment next week. If that's the way you feel, you're in the wrong place. You're going to the wrong place. Join me and all the other people who actually, and I know this sounds so hard to believe, look forward to the next dental appointment at Ballast Dental Care. And it's the people there that make the difference. They all have, like I've said, the same, the chair that adjusts 500 different ways and the swirly cup with the water and the spit thing and the suction thing. They all have that. Nitrous. Sedation dentistry, yes. They are licensed to and have done it many, many times. If you need that, it's there for you. You'll have to make one appointment to see what I'm talking about. And I don't think you're ever going to want to go anywhere else. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Website is ballastdentalcare.com.
With your cold and Oakland airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We've got a few problems out here remaining. They are working to clear this accident on Kings Highway about a block north of Highway 44. There was one car left to clear. They've got the highway shut down. Southbound Kings Highway drivers were having to detour onto Manchester either direction. Northbound drivers, they had to pretty much get off at Highway 44 or skip on over to Vandeventer. But they had one car remaining. We're going to fly over here and check it out. 1 second. Another accident on northbound 170 just south of Page has the right lane blocked. Multi-vehicle car accident there. Traffic is jammed up to Highway 64. They've cleared the accident on southbound 270 south of Tesson Ferry. Look for some slow pockets, though, from Manchester down through 44 and Graboid. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Cool down your day with a black cherry, mango, or strawberry smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. Each fresh fruit smoothie is made with Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt and blended to order. Try one today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Linda Albin, ABC News correspondent, London. I especially enjoy chatting with McGraw-Millhaven. We, of course, talk about the serious stuff that happens over here, my side of the pond, that affects your life. But I especially enjoy the fact that McGraw brings a middle American perspective to our conversations. The latest news, traffic, sports, weather, along with some serious fun. It's McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 10 on the Big 550, online at KTRS.com.
Have you been thinking about redoing your kitchen? Well, Callier & Thompson has a deal for you. Right now, through August 15th, Callier & Thompson will give you a $4,000 credit on your granite countertops, which means you redo your kitchen. Callier & Thompson will give you quartz, granite, silestone, Cambria countertops at a discount of $4,000. That's a deal. You must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, they've been around since the 50s. They're quality, they stay under budget, and you'll get the kitchen of your dreams, not to mention $4,000 worth of granite countertops, absolutely free. But you must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, check out their showroom next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester. Free granite countertops with a new kitchen at Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom on Manchester.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-9906. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-9906. That's 1-800-220-9906. 1-800-220-9906.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have the Wood Report with Tina Delfiez and a movie review. And we asked for a volunteer to do a movie review today, and nobody volunteered. And that's too bad, because John Londoff called and said, I'd like to give a Camaro convertible to whoever does the review.
All right.
But hey, nobody called, so